the sugya today of Asur Lishtamish Bora. We're going to get through all the halacha l'maisa. So first we'll just wrap up in terms of the presentation of the Rishonim, the three major shitos in the Rishonim. Then we'll go and really cover all the issues halacha l'maisa. Let's just send one of those down there to Mark. So the Rambam paskins as follows. If you take a look at source 1, all various kinds of oils and wicks are kosher for purposes of Neiros Chanukah, even though the light doesn't burn cleanly. Whether it's one Shabbos or two, depending on the year, all the things that you can't light for Shabbos purposes. Again, Shabbos, we're concerned that if it doesn't burn cleanly, you're going to make adjustments and thereby commit the Yisr Darais of Havara. The Rambam paskins Asr Lishtamish L'Ner Chanukah, whether it's on Shabbos, whether it's on Chol, v'afilu libdok ma'os, even if it's just the relatively it's a relatively low amount of usage. In other words, you're just using the light a little bit to check the money, only minosan, or to count, la'ora asar, to count by the light of the flame, is all asar. So the Rambam paskins, this is very much in the direction of the Ramban as well, speaking anachronistically, that asar lishtamish la'ora across the board. As we saw last week, there's another shita, which is a shita of... right, so it seems to be that the Rambam is saying it's categorically usur, and you're right, the Rambam doesn't even pay homage to the distinction between mitzvah, kedusha, and davar shereishis. It's probably the best raya that for him it's of no consequence. Of course, we sensitize to the Baal HaMor, which we spent so much time on last week, the Baal HaMor, who says, no, dafka, tashmisha, kedusha, tashmisha, mitzvah are going to be mutter. Why? Because the whole nature of the isur is the bizui, so where's the bizui? If it's a question of the Tashmisha Mitzvah or Kedusha, but the Rambam doesn't have this distinction at all. The Rambam only has a distinction implicitly, subtly, between very heavy usages and what I would call light usage. That's why he says, Vafilu livdok ma'os oliminosan la'ora. That's the way the Rambam read that Gemara. Why are we singling out, once we established Asr Lishtamish Li'ora categorically, why does the Gemara come back and say, Asr L'Hartzos Ma'os Kenegan Ner Chanukah? So the Rambam understood that, as we've seen many Rishonim did, the Ramban, the Ran, quoted it in the name of the Ramban, that even a relatively light usage of just using a little bit of light to count the money, that too is prohibited. Yeah, Mark.
Where we use that same construct, or the Rambam, for example, is that same construct, that you might think you could do it just a little bit, but you can't do something here.
Yeah, I have to think about that. Off the top of my head, nothing's coming to me, but I'll think about that. The Rambam here is only doing it because the Gemara did it. Right, right.
I appreciate that. But presumably, if he's even doing it, there still has to be some concept.
It's a very good question. So I'll let you know if something comes to me. I don't know if... I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but that would be an interesting parallel. Okay, so that's the shita of the Rambam, and we said this is probably, on balance, the shita of Rav Rishonim. As you saw last week, just excerpt a line from the Baal HaMor, Maskana Dishmaisin, source 2, Dechashina Miner Chanukah, the Bizoi Mitzvah. We're concerned about the Bizoi to Neiros Chanukah, which would result from using them for anything else. Afilu Yishtamish La'oru L'davar HaRishus, Kigon Hartzaos Mos, Aval Kedusha Ein Ba, because Neiros Chanukah aren't sources of Kedusha, they're only mitzvos, aval kedusha ein ba, umutra liishtamish la'ora tashmish shel mitzvah. Therefore, the Baal HaMor said, it's permissible to use the Neiros Chanukah for tashmish of mitzvah. So for example, let's say counting tzedakah would be permissible, learning Torah would be permissible, using it to light the home, and having a su'uda nearby, if it was a su'udas mitzvah, like a su'udas Shabbos, all these things would be permissible. So Moshe raised a very important question last time, which is what, according to the Baal HaMor, you better use high quality candles and wicks. Because if the Baal HaMor says that using the candles is actually mutter for tashmisha mitzvah and kedusha, so hadra kusha l'duchta, the problem reverses itself, or the problem reappears, namely, aren't you going to adjust the flame, right? Because you're allowed to use it. So I sent Moshe at two sources last night, which spoke to this topic. One of them is the Shuvas HaRashba, which we're going to get to, based on which I wanted to make the argument that according to the Baal HaMor, yes, in fact, you would have to use high-quality lights, The Balamor doesn't explicitly address it, but it makes a lot of sense to say that he would. When we get to Chuvis Arash, but I'll get into a little bit more detail. The Bach, though, explicitly addressed the topic, and he said the Balamor wasn't so concerned. Why? Because the most likely usage for the Neiros Chanukah, according to Balamor, it has to be a Dever Shal Mitzvah. So the most likely usage is learning. So learning, the halacha is on Shabbos, you're not allowed to learn by light the candle by yourself. Lomod Yechidi, you're not allowed to do that, because we're afraid if you're by yourself, you're going to adjust the candle. So the Balamor was of the view, this is the Bach's idea, that because you're going to be there with somebody else anyway, the people will remind each other not to do it. So we're not so concerned, but that's only for learning. What about another use of Mitzvah or Kedusha? What if you know, you're doing something else, let's say you're eating, you're using it for Suda Shabbos. So the Balamor wasn't as concerned about that. That's the Bach's idea. So that even according to Balamor, who says that Tashmishe, Kedusha, Tashmishe, Mitzvah, Mutter, you're not going to have to use the high quality lights.
Lighting from candle to candle, according to Balamor.
So lighting, the Balamor doesn't explicitly address that, but again, that would certainly be permissible according to his logic. Okay. Everybody.
Anybody, when they talk about Tashmishe Shabbos, could you kind of infer from them that that's for Mitzvah purposes? And then the Rambam would be saying you can't do it anymore.
Yeah, the Rambam doesn't even have this distinction. But he just gets Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol straight from the Gemara.
But I'm saying, but maybe, you know, he thinks of, when you say, you know, it's actually say Shabbos in the Gemara, that it actually, it's like mitzvah-esque.
No, I don't think that, I don't think it necessarily applies, because he doesn't even use that expression of Tashmishe Shabbos. L'pisha Asher L'shtam B'Shener Chanukah Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'Chol. Okay, so that was the Balamor sheet, and very much in the direction of Balamor, as I mentioned, last week is the Bala Iter and the Shibol HaLekev. This is quoting the Beis Yosef, if you take a look at verse 3, Bala Iter Davka Tashmish Shel Chol, the only thing which is not permissible is Tashmish Shel Chol, Aval Tashmish Shel Kedusha Shari, that was the Bala Iter, the Bala Iter, you'll notice, is from, you know, the same century, the same place as the Balamor. Provence in the 12th century, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Abba Mari, that's why I just included a little bit of the biographical information, so Chachmei Provence of that time did have a tradition of reading the Gemara this way. And King Kasa Bishiboli HaLeket, Rabbi Tzidkiyahu ben Rabbi Abraham, who was a little bit later, he's in the 13th century, he spent most of his life in Italy, even though he trained in Germany. So I love this line in the Shiboli HaLeket. The likros besefer la'ora, to learn Torah by the light of the Chanukah candles, mutter, to leka bizoy mitzvah, ella, kavod. Right? What better thing to do by the name of Chanukah? Again, so this is the, what we would call the middle shita, that sure, there is an iser lishtamish or near Chanukah, but that's only by virtue of what factor? Bizoy mitzvah. And therefore, any tashmishe kedusha, tashmishe mitzvah are not only going to be mutter, but according to Shibolei Halakha, they're going to be a kavod. So a machokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, or the Imei, right, all of those shitos, who say it's categorically usher. Then in the middle you have the Balamor, Bala Isser, the Shibol HaLeket. Now let's take a look at the Rush. This is the last sheet in the Rishonim, only one we haven't done so far. And the Rush is a highly influential shita in this respect, and he introduces a nuance into reading the Gemara. So the Rush is as follows. Amar Yehuda Amar Ravasi, Asher L'Hartzis Mos Kenegan Ner Chanukah. Ve'afal Gav De'ifsik La'el, even though on Chaval from the Beis, the Gemara clearly paskin, Yidichol Tashmish Asher La'ora. So why does the Gemara come back on Chav Beis Amud Aleph and rediscuss the issue? Asher L'Hartzis Mos Kenegan Ner Chanukah. Remember, that was the jumping off point of the Balamor. That's what the Balamor set up. So Machlokes HaSugyos, and we paskin like Chav Beis Amud Aleph. So he says, also, Tzrichinan lahayitar tzasmos. Why do I need this Chaf Beis Amud Aleph? Tehadar minan le'al da'asar lishtamish li'ora. When it, the Gemara said in the Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that it's categorically usher to use the lights, there's no machlokas asugis. That's talking about a different case. Hainu dafka tashmish kavua. How would you translate tashmish kavua? Fixed usage. It's ongoing extended usage. It's sitting there for an hour or something, you know, or at least the entire half hour. You're really using it in a fixed way. Yaharoa Omer, because what's the problem? What was the Gemara in Chabal from Beis concerned about? Because, as Rashi pointed out in that Gemara, the issue is Hekera de Mitzvah. Right? Yaharoa Omer, L'shem Tashmish Zeh Yidlika. He lit it so that he can sit there for half an hour. He lit it so that he could be able to read, to be able to learn, so that he could be able to use the lights. Because Tashmish Kavua, by definition, could be interpreted as, oh, this was the reason that you lit the Chanukah candles. L'shem Tashmish Zahilika V'lo L'shem Mitzvah V'lo Tashmish Arai. But if you would just use Tashmish Arai, just use it for a few minutes, right, nobody would say that, oh, the reason he lit the Chanukah candles, you know, this person who just converted to Judaism, they don't know anything about Chanukah, right? So they come in, they just walk into the room, and they see, okay, person sat there for 3 minutes, and then he walked away. So he's not going to say, oh, he didn't light the candles for that, right? If he sits there the whole time, so then that could be confusing. So that's why the Rush said, the Gemara Chavala and Beis has nothing to say about Tashmish Arai whatsoever. It only prohibited Tashmish Kedusha. Aval Tashmish Arai lezeh lo hilika v'ashmin en Ravasi. So Ravasi and Chav Beis Amid Aleph, when he says, Aser lahar tzos ma'os, how does the Rush interpret? That's talking about Tashmish Arai. Da'af Tashmish Arai shel genai. Genai meaning it's demeaning to the mitzvah. Kigon hartzas maos aser. Why? Lefisha yadav smuchos laner la'ayin bahen yafeh. What's the genai here? Imagine that my coffee cup is the Chanukah candles. It's because you're going to hold your fingers and hands really close so that you can count the coins. That's considered a genai because you're invading the space of the Chanukah candles. So what the Rush is saying is that tashmish kavua is categorically aser. Why? What's the nature of that iser? Hakeira de mitzvah. It compromises people's ability to discern that you lit these candles for a mitzvah. Tashmish arai is only usher under which conditions then? Only genai. What would we call that? That's a function of bizui ha-mitzvah. Okay. Kigon hartzah. So most of Pisha Yadav smuchos laner line ben yap. V'chein mashma. So that, I love this deal. This is so important. V'chein mashma lishna de ka'amar k'neged ner Chanukah. What did the Gemara say? Usher lahartzah smos k'neged ner Chanukah. Only right up in its space. V'lo ka'amar. But the Gemara did not say Aser laharetz ma'os le'ora, far away. So you could certainly do a tashmish arai, just a few minutes of usage, as long as you weren't invading the space of the Chanukah flame. You're just using the lights. Okay, that is the shita of the Rush. So the Beis Yosef just makes the diuk. Again, if you just read the Rush carefully, you don't need the Beis Yosef, but just to show it's not me, you know, reading things into the Rush that aren't there, the Beis Yosef says, Nir mitzvarav, the tashmish arai she'eno shalkenai, as long as it's not demeaning, she'eno tzarech lios yadav smuchos laner, defined by, you know, you're not invading the space of the Chanukah candles, shari. So he says, the Beis Yosef, lo yadati lama lo kasvo chen rabbeinu. He doesn't know why the Rush's son, the Tur, the Beis Yosef commentary on the Tur, isn't why the Tur left this out. His father had a unique shita. His father did not agree with the Rambam. The Rambam said everything is categorically usher. His father did not agree with the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor said all tashmishe kedusha, all tashmishe mitzvah are going to be mutter, even if they're kavua. The Rush didn't agree with that either. The Rush had a third shita, which was to say, tashmish kavua, that's all usher because of the kerid de mitzvah. Tashmish arai is going to be mutter as long as it's not shel genai, as long as it's not demeaning. So the Beis Yosef wonders, why was it that the tour failed to record the unique sheet of his father? So just so that, you know, before we go forward, Tzak Halacha, I just wanted to make a chart last night just to show, in a little bit of a different format, what we saw already. So if you take a look at the Rambam and the Ramban, you'll see that whether it's Tashmishe Mitzvah, Tashmishe Kedusha, Rishos or Genai, everything is categorically Aser. You follow along in that section. The Bala Iter, the Bala Mor, the Shiboli Halakert, they don't make any distinction between Kavua and Arai. That distinction was introduced first by whom? By the Rush. They don't have that distinction. What's their distinction? Only the difference between?
Kodosh.
Exactly, between Rishos and Mitzvah and Kedusha. The Rush introduced the distinction between Kavua and Arai, and the Rush introduced a second distinction, which was between Genai and Rishus. In other words, the Baal HaMor introduced the distinction between Rishus and Mitzvah. And the Rush introduced a further distinction, which is not between Rishus and Mitzvah, but between Genai and everything else. So that's just a fascinating thing. So the Rush prohibited everything which was Kavua, as you see here, that's under the Rush, anything which is Kavua, whether it's Tashmishe Mitzvah, Rishus, Genai, it doesn't matter. Everything is Aser. When it came to something which was Arai, but it was Genai, that was going to be Aser because of Bizoi HaMitzvah. But the Rush left open two categories. Let's say it was Tashmishe Arai, but it was Rishus. You're reading a book. It's not a mitzvah. You're not learning. Right? But it's not a Genai either because you're sitting 6 feet away. You're not invading the space. And you do that for 3 minutes. According to the Rush, l'chora, that's mutter. And if it was Tashmishe Mitzvah or Kedusha, so Kol Shekein, that would be mutter as well. So what's really interesting is that this distinction between Tashmishe Arai Shel Rishus, just neutral, Tashmishe Arai Shel Kedusha, is going to be rehabilitated. So we're going to return to the Rush a little bit later. Okay. Any questions just on the breakdown of these Shitos and the Rishonim? It's a really interesting spectrum of shittos. Yeah.
So what's interesting is that, and maybe it's just because of how it's been probably been sort of led up until now. So it's relatively easy for me to understand the category of the Rambam and the Ramban on the one side,
right,
and the Balmor and his cadre on the other side, because they really reflect the clear distinctions that we've been seeing and discussing in the Gemara.
Sure.
Well, the Rush comes up with something that's, you know, unusual, unique, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't there have to be, or shouldn't there be, some strand before the Rush that leads us to believe that this is a possibility? It seems like it almost comes out of nowhere.
So I actually see it as emerging beautifully from the Gemara, because what the Rush is just doing is he's taking things to a logical conclusion based on the categories that the Gemara developed. Again, which were the categories that the Gemara itself spoke about? The Gemara certainly spoke about Hekera de Mitzvah, Persume Nisa, and the Gemara also spoke about Bizui. So the Rush, as we'll see in the next section, the Rush says, okay, if we have a concept of Hekera de Mitzvah, that means that you can't use the Hanukkah candles in a way that will be confusing to anybody, that anybody would get the idea that you didn't light these things for the purpose of the mitzvah, you lit them for your own usage. That wipes out everything Kavua.
Right, that's my point. In other words, my point is, it seems like the Rush has come up, and that's what I've been saying. It doesn't seem like the Rush, the history of the source was,
right,
it has something else he's relying on. It seems like what he's done is he's found a very ingenious way to almost blend or merge the other two.
Oh, I agree very much. Yeah, that's why we say Chiddush HaRoi LeRishon. You know, he's doing what Rishonim do. This is why we pay Rishonim the big bucks, is to read the Gemaras in ingenious and in important ways. 100%. But what really is interesting is that all of the Rishonim are going to have to concede that there's some aspect of Bizui, but what we saw here, ultimately, is that there's a three-way, and this is the next section, the three-way Machlokas Rishonim, how do you look at Bizui? So as we saw last week in the Melchamos, the Ramban, this is probably the view of the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't explicitly tell us because he's just poskening, but the Ramban tells you how he understood the Gemara. So the Ramban says, what's the definition of Bizui? Bizui means using the Neiros Chanukah for anything but the mitzvah itself, even if it's another mitzvah. Because as the Ramban says, right, it's hukta l'mitzvah, so it's set aside for its own mitzvah, and therefore it's a bizui to use it for anything else. So he has the most expansive definition of bizui. Okay, on the other hand, the Rush has the most minimalistic definition of bizui. He says, the only thing which is actually a bizui is to invade the space of the flame itself. But even to use the Hanukkah lights for a Devash Rishus is not a bizui. So that's the Rush's definition of Bizui. And then in the middle you have the Balamor, who says, now how are we going to look at Bizui? It's not going to be defined spatially. Are you physically invading the space of the flames? But you have to look at the nature of what are you doing with that light. So the Balamor will say, if it's Tashmisha Mitzvah, Tashmisha Kedusha, that's not a Bizui. So again, everybody is operating with the basic categories of the Gemara, but the various Rishonim will interpret, well, what constitutes a Bizui? The Ramban most expansively, the Rush most minimalistically, and then the Balamor right there in the middle, in terms of how you look at the Bizui. So the Rush doesn't think that anything Kavua is necessarily a Bizui. The only thing which is Bizui for the Rush is getting in the space. There's no other Bizui. Okay. So how does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Halach l'maisa. Finally, after a month of being osek in the sugya, we're ready. And that's really why, because when the meta point that I'm trying to make with this whole month of Shirei Manasseh L'Hishtamish Torah is that you can never appreciate what the Mechaber is doing unless you know all the Gemaras and the Rishonim. Because otherwise, you're just like, where did he come up with this stuff? But this Halacha is a classical example of how the input of all the Rishonim got factored into the Halacha. So we're going to take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, and all the poskim came after him, the Magen Avrams, and the Be'er Halachas, and the Mishnah Berurahs, and the Aruch HaShulchans. But now we really have the framework with which to appreciate what's happening here with the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says as follows, Kol HaShmanim V'Aptilos K'sherim L'Ner Chanukah, V'Achol P'Shein HaShmanim Nimshachim Achar P'Tilvena, Nor Nidla Yafe V'Osam Aptilos, V'Afilu B'Leil Shabbos, Shor B'Sochim Ei Chanukah, Mutar L'Hadlik B'Ner Chanukah, HaShmanim V'Aptilos She'Asar L'Hadlik Bem Ner Shabbos, L'Fi She'Asar L'Hishtamish B'Ner Chanukah, Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'Chol, V'Afilu Livdok Mos Olim Nosan La'Ora Asar, Afilu Tashmish Al Kedusha, Kigon Lilmod Li'Ora Asar. So the Shulchan Aruch basically quotes the Rambam verbatim, every single word, until the end when he said, Afilu Tashmishei Kedusha. Rambam didn't even have to say that. But the Mechaber has to say that because there are Shitos out there, which, namely the Balamor, the Balahitza, the Shibole Halakhet, which the Mechaber is well aware of, which permit Tashmishei Kedusha. So the Mechaber's Psakosh.
If you do it, also, the Rush allows you to do Tashmishal Kedusha.
Certainly.
It's only, the,
if it's not Shulchanai, if it's Arai, then it's not just Tashmishe Kedusha, but Tashmishe Rishus. He doesn't even need it to be Kedusha, as long as it's not Ganai. When we take a look at the Rush's category of if it's Rishus and it's Arai, the Rush will probably also say Mutter. He doesn't even require a mitzvah. So here you have the Mechaber taking the basic majority line in the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rambam, the others, the Rif, that you cannot use the Neiros Chanukah for anything. Okay, whether it's Tashmishe Kedusha or Tashmishe Chol, whether it's Kavua or Arai, and how do I know, by the way, that he doesn't even agree to the Rush's distinction? Remember, what was the diuk of the Rush? The Rush made a one-line diuk at the end, and he said, us are the Haritos Mos, Keneged Ner Chanukah. What the Gemara prohibited was a Tashmish Arai, just counting money, which only takes a few minutes, Keneged Ner Chanukah, when you invade the space. And the Rush said, what the Gemara doesn't say is Asar Laharitzos Ma'os Le'ora. Now what does the Mechaber say? He says even Le'ora. So I want to be Medayik in the Shulchan Aruch, that's right, it's not even the Rush. Right? He says even using the flame for Tashmish Arai, Afil Livdok Ma'os Olim Nosan Le'ora. Not Keneged Ner Chanukah. It's not a question of invading the space, but even using the flame in an Arai way, from a distance, is going to be usher. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like the Balamor, he doesn't paskin like the Rush, he's going with the Rambam and the Ramban. However, the Shulchan Aruch brings a second view. V'yesh mi shematir b'tash mishal kedusha. Who's that? Balamor, Balayetar, Shibalei Aleket. So this is a classical example where the Mechaber will bring a Stam Day and then a Yesh Omrim. Does anybody know what the rule is? We have Klali Hapsak, when the Shulchan Aruch brings a Stam view and then a Yesh Omrim. So what do we follow? There's a general, we always follow the Stam view, okay? So, but I just wanted to show everybody just to appreciate what's happening here. The Shulchan Aruch is compiling all of the previous data on the Sugya. He knows about the Balamor very well. So that's why he said in the first view, Afilu Tashmish Shel Kedusha, lest you think that this view, the first view, is going to make a distinction between Rishus and Mitzvah, Rishus and Kedusha. It doesn't. And then I'll say, V'yesh Mishamater B'Tashmish Shel Kedusha. He's setting up that second view. So we paskin like the Rambam and the Ramban, not like the Balamor and the Rush. Yeah?
How do you hold the lighting one candle to the other?
So that seems to be...
The Rambam
actually addresses that in a later halacha, so we're going to get to that, and that will be Mutter. That will be Mutter. Because remember, the Gemara said that we paskin in those three cases like Shmuel.
Right.
And Shmuel said that you can go
Minar
Lenar. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
we're going to come back to that in a later week. Yeah.
He doesn't give any credit to the Rush at all.
He doesn't even mention the Rush.
100%. No, but my point is like, V'yesh Mishamathirim, but Tashmi Shal Kedusha, so he never even like...
Right, and as I wanted to be Madaik, he's Dabka telling you that it's not the Rush, right? When he said, "Rafil Libdok Mo, so the Nosan Leora," that was the Rush's diak. The Rush said, "Oh, the Gemara never said that." The Gemara said, "Asur Vahatzus Mo, Kenegidir Chanukah." So the Mechaber is quoting from the Rambam, but Asur Rafil Libdok Mo, so the Nosan Leora. If it's Tashmish Arai,
what's the case of Rishus by according to the Rosh Tashmish or Rishus?
Reading, the Hanukkah candles are lit, and it's not Kavua, you're not sitting there for an hour, but you take out your instruction manual for the DVD, and you take
that
a look at
that. That wouldn't be considered Ganai by him?
No, the only thing according to the Rosh is Ganai is what?
Counting money, is that the same?
It's not what you do, it's actually getting physically in the space. He said putting your hands near
so
it.
So anything that's not Tashmish or Kedusha within the space is considered Ganai, but outside the space is considered...
No, so it's the only thing which, according to the Rosh, is considered Ganai is being physically in the space. It doesn't matter what you're doing. So for him, Bizoy is determined by space, not by the content of what you're doing. Whereas according to the Balamor, it's determined by the content of what you're doing. Okay. Any questions on the three Shitos in the Rishonim, on the different definitions we had of Bizoy, and how the Mechaber comes down with his Psak? Okay, so far, so good. Now, Josh just pointed out, it's so interesting that the Mechaber doesn't even pay any mind to the sheet of the Rush. So why would that be? Mechaber is based largely on which Sefer. The whole structure of the Shulchan Aruch comes off which Sefer? The Tur, that's what we said, the Tur himself disregarded it. That's what the Beis Yosef doesn't understand why why the tour, the sound of the rush, didn't even bring it down. So I think it has largely to do with that. Even though the Beis Yosef is the one who made the diuk and the rush. The Beis Yosef, yeah. Okay, the Beis Yosef being the Rabbi Yosef Karo as well. Okay.
So one other thing.
Yeah, of course.
According to Rosh, if you do something Tashra Shal Kedusha within the space of the Nair, but only on a very awry basis, is that okay? Or
So that would, again, according to the Rosh, be defined by definition as Gennai. Right, because
so anything within the space
is that's because that's his definition of Gennai, is to put your hands near the Neros Chanukah. It's all defined spatially for him.
I don't really see that.
Here, let's just go back to the text, just to make sure we're on the same page with the Rosh. So the Rosh said as follows.
No, I'm just looking at it.
Well, that's we're going to use the language. Rashmin and Ravashi, the Av Tashmish Arai Shal Genai, Kigon Hartzaus Maos Aser, why Lefi Sheyadav Smuchos Lener La'ayin Behind Yafe? So the way that the Beis Yosef interpreted the Rash, I think this is the simple interpretation, is what's the Genai here? Yadav Smuchos Lener La'ayin Behind Yafe. Is that you're putting your hands in the space of the Nair. V'chein mashma lishna deka'amar kineged Nair Chanukah. The Rush goes on from there. He says, that's what the Gemara means when it says, Asr l'hartzos ma'os kineged Nair Chanukah. V'lo ka'amar asr l'hartzos ma'os le'ora.
So they're saying even counting money, but for sure also Tashma Shal Kedusha.
Not for sure, because
it's the only case of reading a sefer by, according to the Rosh, was in the kind of...
That would be a problem, because again, for him, Gennai is defined spatially. You're in the wrong space. That's why I was stressing before, how do you look at Bizoy? The Baal HaMor said Bizoy is defined by what you're doing. Are you learning, or are you doing a Davar Shel Rishus? And the Ramban said, it doesn't matter what you're doing, as long as it's not near Rosh Chanukah, it's all a Bizoy. But according to the Rosh, what's the definition of Bizoy?
According to the Rush,
the very definition of Bizoy is invading the space of Neros Chanukah. It has simply nothing to do, it has nothing to do with what you're doing. It has everything to do with where you are.
So how does he understand? So it says, Asur l'hartzos ma'os, how does he...
Asur l'hartzos ma'os kineged Ner Chanukah.
Right, but why would he say that would include everything else?
Because he thinks that the definition of Bizoy is kineged haner. That's his definition. So each of the Rishonim is operating with their own independent definition of Bizoy. So according to the Rush, if you're not actually in the physical space, so then that's not a Bizoy. So then what's going to make a difference? The only thing that for the Rush is going to make a difference is it Kavua or Arai. So that's a very important thing. So let's say you're not physically in the space and you're reading an instruction manual. That's just a Davar Shel Rishus. Right, and you're not physically in the space, so the Rosh will say it's mutter. Certainly, if you're learning a sefer and you're not physically in the space, as long as you're not doing it the kavua, you're just doing it arai. So all of these cases, according to the Rosh, are really going to be okay. Even the mechaber doesn't paskin that way. I have to admit that. But that's, as Josh points out, he doesn't even pay any credence to it. But that's the halacha. Okay. So now this next section is are we going to revisit the Rosh? As we pointed out, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to pay any mind to the Rosh at all. Just to review again, source 7. Everybody have this is the top of page 3. Asur lishtamish b'ner Chanukah bein b'Shabbos bein b'chol. V'afilu livdok ma'os olim nosan le'ora. Those are undoubtedly tashmishei arai. You're not sitting there for hours. You're just checking a mos. Le'ora asur. Not in the space, as the Rosh himself made the diuk. You're not kineged ner Chanukah, but you're a few feet away. Nonetheless, that's asur. So again, what is that? That's tashmish arai. That's not b'derach ginai. That's not a bizayon, because you're not in the physical space. Nonetheless, the Mechaber is saying that's going to be usher. Why? Because the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rambam and the Ramban, across the board, all Hana from Neiros Chanukah are usher. Afilu Tash Mishal Kedusha, Kigon Lomel de Ora, usher. Okay, so the Magen Avraham says as follows. Source 8. Livdok Maos, Shetzarach Iyun Yafeh, V'yadav Smuchos Laner. Aval Tashmish Arai, She'ein sarech lios yadav smuchos laner shari. Where did the Magen Avraham get that from?
Rosh.
So the Magen Avraham is rehabilitating the Rosh. It doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Magen Avraham is rehabilitating the Rosh. Wow. It's just that this is a direct quote, literally. Ubach, but the Bach was one of the commentaries on the tour, the Biol Circus. Everybody knows the Bach from the Gemara, right? Hagos HaBach. The guy who made the imitations. Ubach pasach lahachmir Rabiol Circus. Yeah. Cracking. Ubach pasach lahachmir. The Bach was machmir. The chen kasev asmak. Sefer atrumos. The afilu le'echol etzlo aser. They don't say it this way. And they say even to eat your meal by the candles is aser. The Magen Avraham is very strange here. A number of the commentators of the Magen Avraham say, well, what do you mean? If you're going to sit there and eat a full meal, that's what we would call Tashmishel Kabua. Right? That's Kabua. That's not Tashmish Arai. So what does this prove? It's not like they're banning Tashmish Arai. They're banning Tashmish Kabua, which the Rosh himself had a problem with. Okay.
The Smak, who's the other one?
The Smak is the Sefer Atrumos. These are Rishonim. Yeah. So the Imlo Kain, this is the idea of the Sefer Atrumos and the Smak. The Imlo Kain, because if it was really permissible to eat your Shabbos meal, let's say, by the Neros Chanukah, so then kill two birds with one stone. Yikne Neros Chanukah via Likene Bebeso via Gam Shalom Bayis. And that could serve the purpose of the Neros Shabbos as well. So by virtue of the fact that the Gemara says you need both, it must be that you can't actually eat the Shabbos meal by Neros Chanukah. Again, it's a funny proof, as many, many commentaries in the Magen Avraham point out. This doesn't really prove anything, because eating a full meal there would certainly be Tashmish Kavua, and would be categorically prohibited according to the Rosh. The Rosh is only making distinctions when it comes to Tashmish Arai, not Tashmish Kavua. Only Tashmish Arai, you have a discussion, well, is it Gnai or not? And again, how does the Rosh define Gnai? Gnai is by invading the space. Yeah, Mark. Oh, I thought you were raising your hand. Okay. So, El Al Korchach, so the Magen Avraham says, Kol Tashmish Aser, V'hachi Nahuk. So the Magen Avraham rehabilitated the Rosh, but ultimately comes to the conclusion that we're going to be machmir across the board. So far, halach l'maisa, what we've seen is mechaber paskin, the Rambam and the Ramban, that every kind of tashmish is prohibited. It doesn't make a difference whether it's shel kedusha or shel rishos. We don't pay attention to the distinction of the Balamor. Quotes the Balamor, but says that's not the primary view. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's tashmish kabur or tashmish arai. The Rosh maybe wanted to come back to that, right? The Rosh, the Magen Avraham rather, we really built it around the Rosh, right? He said, no, maybe we're going to allow anything which isn't invading the space as long as it's Arai. Tashmish Arai, Sheino Tzarech Liyos Yadam Smuchos Lener Shari, because that's not considered a Bizayon. But the Magen Avraham backs off that point. Everybody see how the Magen Avraham... Yeah.
In essence, the Magen Avraham is validating the Rosh's view, because he's not giving even remotely a compelling argument as to why the halakha is the other way.
Exactly.
This is a great point, but it doesn't really matter.
Right.
It doesn't really matter because.
Right. And what's really interesting is that the last two words might be the most important. See what he says? V'hachi nahu. That's apparently what people do.
Right.
So the Magen Avraham here is paying some credence to minhag as well.
Right.
Very good, Mark. Excellent. It's true. But the Beir Halacha, anybody know who wrote the Beir Halacha? It's actually the Chafetz Chaim. So the Chafetz Chaim, Chafetz Chaim was another work that Rishon Meir Kagan of Radin, who's known to the world as the Chafetz Chaim, so he wrote many Sifrei Halacha. So you have the Mishnah Brura, and the sources for the Mishnah Brura are the Shar HaTziyun, those are the footnotes. I know Moshe learns a lot of Mishnah Brura, I see him learning Mishnah Brura. And the Beir Halacha is more Iyun. So things that he doesn't want to get into the Mishnah Brura, because he wanted that to be accessible to the widest group of people possible, so he puts in the Beir Halacha. So here, he doesn't put this in the Beir Halacha, and you'll immediately understand why, because this is really, he gets into the Lambdas. He's not giving you just a straight sock here. But again, speaking of rehabilitating the Rosh, which was disregarded by the Tur, is disregarded by the Shulchan Aruch, but the Magen Avraham says, you know, you could read the Gemara in this brilliant way, that the only problem is Tashmish Kavua, because that leads people to think that the Neros Chanukah were for your own usage and not for the mitzvah. And what about Tashmish Shalarai? The Gemara said that's also prohibited. Asur lahartzos maos kineged Ner Chanukah. No, Tashmish Arai is only a problem if you do it Derech Bizayon. How do we look at Derech Bizayon invading the space? So the Magen Avraham raised that as a possibility, but he says, look, people are in noheg to use Neros Chanukah even for Tashmish Arai. Take a look now at the Beir Halacha. So he says, "Vinei be'emes halo yadu adas harash detach mish arai shari." So he starts off by saying, "You know, we should really rehabilitate this rush. as Mark pointed out, it's such a beautiful, I think, what was your language? Ingenious reading of the Gemara. Is it, we're going to let the rush, you know, just languish away and, you know, neglect and squalor? You know, how can we do that? That's a crime against, you know, the crime against humanity. So the Beir Halacha, much like the Magen Avraham before him, wants to rehabilitate the rush. So he says as follows, Val Korchach, Lefi Aniyus Daisi, Afilu Im Nipsok LaHalacha Kimaskanas HaMagen Avraham, even if we'll come to the same conclusion that Magen Avraham did. What did Magen Avraham say? Ultimately, Hafti Nahug, we don't use an Eres Chanukah for anything, not Tishmish Kavua, not Tashmish Arai, across the board, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam and the Ramban. So we remember we read inside of the Beis Yosef that he liked the rush. He says, but when we use the rush's view, we add another factor, so what does he want to do? The Beir Halacha says, let me combine the kula of the rush with the kula of who? The Baal Amor. Wow, just I'll read that line again. Nitzraf lazeh, I want to rehabilitate the rush. But the Magen Avraham said, you know, gornished, you can't rehabilitate the rush. Hachi nahug, that we're not going to accept the kula of the rush, that, what was the rush's kula? That tashmish harai should basically be mutter, as long as you're not, you know, doing it derech vizayu, and you're in the airspace of the Chanukah candles. He says, okay, the Magen Avraham won't let us paskin that way. The Magen Avraham said, don't let Tashmish Arai. But he said, but let's put together the two kulas. Let's put together the kula of the rush, which is Tashmish Arai, as long as you're not in the physical airspace of the Chanukah candles. And what else? And the kula of the Baal Amor, that Tashmish Al Kedusha. So he says, again, Kshenitzra, well, this is the way Halacha works. You put together the various factors. We saw that there was a goodly number of Rishonim who allowed Tashmish Kedusha, even if it was Kavua. The Baal Amor, the Baal Amitr, the Shibolei Haleket, and then we saw the Kula of the Rush. So maybe we can rehabilitate the Rush, says the Chavetz Chaim, if we put him together with the Baal Amor. So if it's Tashmish Arai, Shel Kedusha, so do you want to quickly look up a Halacha? So what do you want to look up this Halacha, the Beir Halacha? So you open it up, it's not Tashmish Kavua, you're not sitting there for an hour. You open up the Beir Halacha, you read it quickly, that's Tashmish Arai, it's Shel Kedusha, so that should be Mutter. V'derech Arai, if it's Tashmish Kedusha, k'gon lomol d'ifneim derech Arai, efshar, to l'chulei alma in l'hachmer v'tzarachi. And beautiful, so Halacha l'maisa, the Beir Halacha says we shouldn't be, you know, too concerned about this. He's not necessarily recommending it, that's why he didn't put in the Mishnah Brura. Do you see how lumdish this is? He's taking the Kula of the Baal Amor and the Baal Itter and the Kula of the Rush, and he's putting them together and saying, maybe we can come to some kind of a Kula. So if somebody, let me put it to you this way. If you're at a family Chanukah party, and you see, you know, your Uncle Ernest, you know, he takes out his Chidushei Reb Chaim Halevi al Rambam, and he just quickly opens and he looks up a Halacha, and you're thinking, should I issue a mecha'a and tell him he's not allowed to do that? You know, near the Neros Chanukah, asur lishtamish li'oran, bein tashmish kedusha, bein tashmish rishas, bein tashmish arai, bein tashmish. I wouldn't issue a mecha'a on the basis of this Beir Halacha.
This is only when you've lost your electricity and your shamash has fallen
off. Ah, very good. So, that's true. Only in the case where Uncle Ernest was actually using the hana from the Neros Chanukah. Okay. So the Arach HaShulchan, let me just establish one quick thing. Halacha l'maisa here is, well, let's say, you know, you're getting some hana. I mean, look, let's say light in the house is basically considered some form of indirect hana. So if the Neros Chanukah, you have your other lights that are there, and the Neros Chanukah are increasing the lights in the house, and you're just sitting there on the couch playing dreidel or you know, philosophizing, or whatever it is, and meditating. So is that considered, the Arach HaShulchan wondered, earlier sources did too, I just like the way that he puts it, is that considered a problem of Hana from Neros Chanukah? Again, you're not, you know, in front of them, you're certainly not in their airspace, but it's sort of, you know, making the Avira in the home nicer. So the Arach HaShulchan says as follows, this is source 10, Afagav de nehene b'yishivaso bebe, so you're not actively engaging in Neros Chanukah at all, you're sitting on your couch, maybe in the same room. So, and how does it help you? Like, if you want to walk around now, you'll be less likely to bump into the wall. Zehu hana'a dimimela. That's not what we call getting hana'a, extracting hana'a. It's hana'a dimimela. It happens against your will. It happens automatically. Mimela means automatically. Zehu hana'a dimimela. Ugrama bi'almahu. Grama means it's not direct. Masha'in kem ishtamish lifneihem ezim min tashmishahu. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan just lays down an important quality. You don't have to be worried, okay, maybe you're extracting hana simply by virtue of it increasing the light in the house. You don't have to worry about that. Okay, so now just a few logical extensions. We said that the whole nature of the Yisr Hana'a might be on the basis of Bizoy, might be on the basis of a Kerid Mitzvah, but once we establish that Asali, Shtamish, Oran, you don't have to be so concerned, you don't have to be so concerned about what quality of oils and wicks you use on Shabbos, because the Shemayata is not going to be relevant, because you're not going to be allowed to use them. So we saw at least one case already, according to the Baal HaMor, who says you can use them for Tashmish and Mitzvah, so we wondered, maybe you'll have to use higher quality lights as well. So that comes up into it. That was Moshe's Heyara. So that comes up in two other places. What about the Shamish? We all know that you're allowed to use the Shamish. So the Bach points out, this is in Source 13, you don't have to read it inside, the Bach points out that obviously for the Shamish you'll have to use high-quality lights on Shabbos. Because you're allowed to use it for Hana'ah. So if you're allowed to use it for Hana'ah, then there's a concern Shemiyata. So you have to make sure that it burns cleanly. That's the Bach. Now the Ramah here in Source 12 just comments, and he says, let's say on Shabbos you put in more than the shear of the mitzvah. What we said based on the rush, the riff, and everybody passing this way, is that after the shear mitzvah, everybody, most people passing this way, that after the shear has elapsed, the shear ha-mitzvah of the Neiros Chanukah has elapsed, so it's mutzer lishtamish. Wait a minute. So, hadra kosher l'duchta, now we have the problem again of you're going to be using, say they've been burning for 3 hours, you use super long-lasting lights. Shabbos, for the Chanukah candles. Now you're mutter to use them after the first half hour. So shouldn't you have to use clean burning lights? What's that? So let's say practically speaking, I'm not an expert in practical. Right. Now, so the Ramah quotes here from a tshuva of the Rashba, Source 12, im eino nosein b'nei rakidesh yer mitzvah, so that on Shabbos, you don't have to use clean burning lights if you're medaktik, that you shouldn't put, you estimate, you're only trying to put half an hour's worth of oil in there, meaning half an hour after Shkia, so when you light them it'll be substantially longer than half an hour. But what the Rashba is already paying attention to, and the Rashba says this explicitly, this is the source I sent Moshe last night, of course, if you're planning on putting more oil in there, you'd have to use clean burning oil. Because after the shear of the mitzvah has gone by, then you're allowed to use the lights, and if you're allowed to use the lights, the concern of Shemayata, you'll adjust the candles, is back and forth, and we were concerned. So again, all these logical... Halachah l'maaseh every night, absolutely. As the Rebbe said, after the shear's lapse, it's mutar lishtamish. And remember, we raised the issues in terms of lamdus. He said, if it's bizoy mitzvah, that makes perfect sense.
Right.
Because if the mitzvah has... You've already been yotzei the mitzvah. If it's hekher the mitzvah, it also makes perfect sense because... Or at least you can argue it either way, but it certainly can make sense according to Akira the mitzvah, because the mitzvah isn't taking place anymore. You already owe to the mitzvah.
Well, why can't you use Shemayata anyways?
But during the week, there's no concern Shemayata. That's only a Shabbos concern. Because remember, the issue is Havara. Okay. And then remember we said previously that, if however you assume that Neiros Chanukah were based on the menorah, like the Ron says, that it's like a Kachim issue, that everything is off limits, so then maybe even after the mitzvah has elapsed, we'll say that it was hooked to Lagamri. Okay, very good. So, Mark, you pointed out something very important a minute ago, when you mentioned the Shamash. Right? As we saw, Rava said, Tzarech Ner Acharas, Kedei Lishtamish Leorah, you needed to have an extra light there. And then we had the whole issue of, well, if you're an Adam Chashuv, you can't rely on a Medura, you definitely need another light. Right? So you have to make sure that there's other lights there so that you're not extracting Hana from the Neiros Chanukah. And Rashi again linked that from the Hekera de Mitzvah to make sure that everybody realizes that the Neiros Chanukah are not for your use purposes. That's the way Rashi interpreted that statement of Rava. Okay.
So
yeah, of course. You don't even have to ask. Just jump in.
Yeah. Why are you allowed to use the wicks and oils that you're not allowed to use on for Shabbos for Chanukah? Because if you he holds that you're never going to be able to.
Yeah, so he holds
even after the shear is done.
even
no, he holds. So he, no, as the Rama pointed out, even the Shulchan Aruch will have to agree that on Shabbos, if you're going to put in more than the amount of time for the mitzvah, so then you'd have to use high quality lights,
just like,
what we would call Shabbos standard lights.
Right.
Okay. So we take a look.
Because you would be allowed to use them after the shiur is done.
Sure. Right. Based on that riff. Right. Exactly. So on Shabbos, person just has to be person has to be mindful of that at that point. That's why if one is going to, some people say that's why on Shabbos stuff you should be careful. Only put in, you make an estimation how much should you put in. The Rashba discussed it, but certainly if a person is going to put in more, you have to make sure that it's clean burning. That's very important. Obviously, it's a mitzvah mina mufkar to use the best burning. We're going to discuss that later on in the semester. Is that it's a mitzvah mina mufkar to use shemen zayis because that's based on the menorah, and it's the cleanest burning. So that's a category in its own right. Okay, so the last 5 to 10 minutes, I just wanted to mention the notion of the shamash. As we had it, Rava said, Tzarech ner acharis, lishtamish the ora. Rashi says that was an issue of heker, that everybody should realize that the neros Hanukkah aren't for your use purposes, the neros Hanukkah for mitzvah. So you symbolize that by having an extra light. So the Torah paskins as follows, verse 14, Nesha asr lishtamish the ora, mosifin ner achad. You always light an extra light. She'im yishtamish le'ora, so that if one extracts hana'a from the candle, she'hei ashimash le'or oso haner. Always have an extra one there, which isn't part of the mitzvah. That way, that will protect you against the iser hana'a. One can always say that one is getting hana'a from the candle, which is not really part of the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch paskin slightly differently. It says, v'no'agim lahavdik ner nosaf. Okay, that's so much like the Torah. But the Shulchan Aruch adds this piece in disagreement with the Torah. But you should set it up somewhat to the side. Why would you think that it should be to the side, by the way?
Because you wouldn't want to confuse it.
Exactly. Exactly, right? You want to know what's the night. It's, you know, it's not part of the mitzvah. You could even put that even more strongly. Maybe it's a bizayim to the mitzvah, that you're mixing mitzvah candles and non-mitzvah candles. So the Torah said it should be right there. And there's reasons for both. If it's right there, that's better. Why? Because you can say, why is it better if it's right there? Because the hana, so that way you can really make a legitimate argument that the hana that you were extracting is not from the Neros HaMitzvah.
And it also solves any problems you have with the rush.
Ah, okay. That would also be true. Good. So that was the Torah's idea, is you have to make sure to put it right there so that if you're extracting hana, you can always say it actually comes from the one that's not part of the mitzvah. On the other hand, you might want to put it a little further away because you shouldn't confuse it with the actual Neros HaMitzvah. So that's a machlokas between the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. So the Rama says as follows. Anybody here, by the way, light an extra candle? So if it's the second night, you light three? Or the third night, you light four? Okay, we don't do that. You do that?
We light a shamash.
See, we light a shamash, which is different. They're not talking about the shamash here. They're dafka saying light an extra candle. You're living in a post-Rama world.
Because
we're all living in a post-Rama world. You know, we're not going to tell the Torah and Shulchan Aruch that you read them that way. I wouldn't be so happy with that. But the Rama says, Umedino Seilu in Europe. I thought there was a chance that Moshe would have a little different based on his grandfather, Mr. Shikartria from Iraq. So Medinos Elo Einogin Lahosif. He says, no, we don't light an extra candle. Rak maniach etzlan hashamash, shebehen maldi kaneros, v'hu adif tvei. It's better. So the Rama likes this better, and you can understand why he likes this better. Don't confuse anything, lighting an extra candle. Just have the shamash, which you're using to light the candles anyway. And that way you solve the problem, you kill two birds with one stone, right? Because now you're going to solve the hana'a problem. You solve the problem of how you're going to light the Hanukkah candles to begin with. Remember that whole machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, so great, use a shamash. And now you solve the further problem of extracting hana'ah, because you can always blame it on the shamash. No, I'm just getting hana'ah from the shamash, not from the Neros Hanukkah. Perfect.
And it really allows you to be as machmir as you want to be in terms of everyone's different takes on it, without having any impact whatsoever on what you can actually do.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and that's what the Rama says. He says, "V'yesh la'sosa yoser aruch mishar neros." Make sure it looks different. She'im bali shtamish shtamish lo'so ner from the Mordechai. Make it higher. Make it longer, so that you're primarily getting any hana'a from the shamash. Another benefit, by the way, of having it being longer, taller, somewhat separate, is, as you can imagine, that way nobody will confuse it with the mitzvos, right? The neros shel mitzvah. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch said that's why you should leave it further away. The only problem with leaving it further away is now if you're actually getting hana from the Neiros Chanukah, it's harder to blame it on the Shamash. So the Aruch HaShulchan makes that point. There's a beautiful Aruch HaShulchan, but this will conclude. He says, V'yotzer nirli d'min hagenu, he quotes from the Ramah, L'kayim shtei hadeos. What the Ramah really wanted to do was to be mekayim the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Right? The Torah's idea was, we're really, really, really concerned about the hana. You don't want to extract any hana, even inadvertently, from there is Hanukkah, that's why you need an extra candle. And the Mechaber said, I agree you need an extra candle, but you have to leave it far away, so people don't confuse it with the Neiros Mitzvah. It says, Gam da satur, shehaner hanosav tia dafka etzel haneros mitam shekasavnu, because you should never be extracting hana from the Hanukkah itself. Videos haposkim, and also the deos of the poskim, the Shulchan Aruch and others, shetzarach ner acharis uhamida bifnei atzmo, that it should be further away. Vehainu, what do we do? Shema midim hashamash etzel haneros, vehu aruch mikulan o gavua mikulan. This is what I grew up with, that the shamash is somewhat elevated. Okay, to bazei yatzanu das hatur shetzerach lios biyachadim haneros. Right, it's close enough to the neros as the Torah wanted it that we can blame any hana not on the neros Chanukah but on the shamash. What about the Shulchan Aruch who said it has to be a little bit separated so you don't confuse it with the neros mitzvah? Ah, that's why it's elevated. V'das haposkim lamido b'pnei atzma k'dei she'enikar she'enu miminyan haneros, that it's not actually part of the neros mitzvah. V'hacha nikar she'enu min haminyan sherei chaluk mayhem, because you see that it's separate. So just to review, yeah, Mark, go on. Yeah, of course, everywhere you go.
This feels a little bit like the lack of a better comparison, or maybe sort of a hot deal, like the Starbucks sleeves, like people with those sleeves. Like, you know, it seems so obvious, and yet it took so long for them to figure it out. I mean, like, why would, in the Gemara, didn't they have the Shamash already built? I mean, it just seems so obvious right, that this would have solved everyone's issue, you know.
Okay, good. So the answer to that question is that, remember, there was an issue, there was a question of, should you have anything involved? Well, this is a little bit the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. We talked about the kinsa, using what the Gemara calls the kinsa, what we call the shamash. Is, do you want to have anything involved in the process of lighting Hanukkah candles that isn't actually part and parcel of the mitzvah?
Yeah, I think it can be confusing to people to see another candle.
Which is why we separated. That's why the Shulchan Aruch said that's a little bit further away. That's why we elevate it. But it solves a good problem, which is...
We needed this dialectic over the period of time.
I think, right.
To really allow the whole issue to...
Because you see how many issues are at play here. Because on the one hand, there's the issue of Hana. That's why we want to have something extra there. On the other hand, there are two reasons not to have something extra there. The Bizayon factor and the confusion factor. So just to review everything we saw today, really wrap up the whole sugya, is that we have three major shitas in the Rishon. The Rambam and the Ramban, and this became the Psak Halach and the Shulchan Aruch, say it's categorically forbidden to get any Hana'ah from the Neiros Chanukah. Okay. Then we have the perspective on the other hand of the Rush, which is the only thing which is prohibited, take care, Mark, the only thing which is prohibited is Tashmish Kedusha, because that creates confusion. Because people don't realize, oh, you lit the Hanukkah candles for the mitzvah. People say, no, you lit the Hanukkah candles so you could use them for your Tashmish Kedusha. Tashmish Arai is permissible, according to the Rush. The only thing which is not going to be permissible in the realm of Tashmish Arai is if it's Mamish Bizayon, if you actually get into the airspace. That's the Rush. In the middle, we have the Shita, the Balamor, the Bala Itter, the Shiva Laket, and all of them said, no, it's a question of what you're doing, or Haner. Are you using it for Tashmish Kedusha, which is certainly not a Bizayon, or are you using it for Tashmish Rishus? The Shulchan Aruch, as you said, Paskin, like the Rambam and the Rabban, he mentioned the Shita, the Balamor, but he didn't Paskin that way, and he totally left out the Shita, he brought it as a second day, but we, again, follow, anytime you have a Stam in the Yishom, and we follow the Stam. He totally left out the view of the Rush. Okay, so does that mean that we should totally disregard the Rush? Absolutely not. The Magen Avraham wanted to bring back the Rush. He concluded against it, based on, as you know, we pointed out, a sort of a spurious Raya. He says, Hachi Nahug, not to use it for anything, but the Be'er Halacha came back, and he said, well, maybe at least if we combine the Kula of the Rush with the Kula of the Balamor, then that will be permissible. It's Tashmish Arai and Tashmish Al Kedusha, so that will be acceptable. So he left that as a Tzarech Ian, but that was something that he was willing to consider. The Aruch HaShulchan pointed out that Hana'a de Memela, if you're not engaging in Neiros Chanukah, they're just sort of making it light on the house, and that's not considered a problem of Hana'a at all. When will you have to use clean burning lights? Whenever there will be Mutzar Lihish Tamish L'Oran. So according to the Balamor, that would be for Tashmish Al Kedusha. That was Moshe's point, and we spoke about the Rashba and the Bach. In that regard, what the Balamor will actually paskin. The Balamor doesn't tell us, so he sort of had to leave that as an open question. The Shamash, we said, that the Bach tells us explicitly has to be clean burning. Let's say it's Shabbos night, and you're lighting the Chanukah candles, and you put in a lot of extra oil, so that after the half hour is gone, it's actually mutter. So the Rashba said, and this is quoted by the Ramah, the Rashba said in the Tshuva, then you would have to use clean burning lights. So some people feel that you should be machmir not to put in any extra oil on Shabbos, so you don't come to this problem altogether. Then the last thing we saw is, remember, Rava said, Torech ner acharis lishtam ishli ora, so that you don't actually extract hana'a from the Neros Chanukah. Rashi interpreted that as a symbolic thing, that people should look at it and realize the Neros Chanukah aren't for usage. So we have this notion of lighting an extra candle. So the Torah said it's very important to light an extra candle, and it has to be right there, so that any hana'a you get isn't from the Neros Chanukah, it's from the Shamash. And the Mechaber said, okay, but you don't want people to be confused that it's actually one of the Neros HaMitzvah, so leave it a little bit far away. Problem is, if you leave it far away, so then maybe you really are, when you get Hana, you're getting Hana from the Neros Chanukah, because the Shamash is all the way over there. So Ramah said, I shouldn't even call it the Shamash, the extra candle. So Ramah said, forget about the extra candle, all you need to have is the Shamash. And what you should do with the Shamash is make it a little longer, or elevate it a little bit. And the Aruch HaShulchan explained, this is really our way of being Mekayim both views. It's the view of the Torah that you're not going to be extracting Hana from the Neros Chanukah, you're really getting the Hana from the Shamash, and that's why it's Dafka right next to it. But it's also the view of the Shulchan Aruch that you don't want anybody to confuse it that it's part of the Chanukah candle, so it can't be looking the same as them. It shouldn't be far away either, because that's a Torah, so you just elevate it a little bit. Okay, so next week,